Trump, though, continues to dominate the airwaves. Last night, Fox's Megyn Kelly responded to Trump's attacks on her. Let's watch what she said.
Mr. Trump did interviews over the weekend that attacked me personally. I've decided not to respond. Trump, who is the front runner, will not apologize. And I certainly will not apologize for doing good journalism. So I'll continue doing my job without fear or favor. And Mr. Trump, I expect, will continue with what has been a successful campaign thus far.
Now, Trump and Fox CEO Roger Ailes spoke yesterday. Both say they have cleared the air, but New York Magazine is reporting that Trump had the upper hand. According to two high-level Fox sources, Ailes' diplomacy was the result of increasing concern inside Fox News that Trump could damage the network. Immediately following Thursday's debate, Fox was deluged with pro-Trump emails. Trump apparently threatened a boycott. In a phone conversation, Trump told Sean Hannity that, quote, he was never doing Fox again. Robert Costa, Donald Trump versus Fox News. I was watching Fox News when that debate ended last Thursday, and Donald Trump was getting absolutely destroyed on Fox News's airwaves. Now, since then, he made those comments about Megyn Kelly and blood. They apparently were barely reported on Fox News. He's patched things up with Roger Ailes. He's been back on the network. Megyn Kelly offered some comments there, but she didn't exactly go after Donald Trump. It looks to me like Donald Trump has done something I never thought a Republican politician could do. He won a stare down with Fox News.